家一起来思考苦难这个主题。
So this afternoon, I would like to talk about the topic of tribulation.
为什么在基督徒的生命当中也会遇到苦难呢？
Why is it that in the life of a Christian we still have tribulation?
我们在布道会里面不是说来到神的面前会有平安、会有喜乐、会有福气吗？
During our evangelistic service, did we not say that we would have joy and have peace?
圣经里面有一个经节，我们先一起来看。
There is a passage in the Bible that we should read first.
新约圣经雅各书一章十八节。
New Testament, the book of James, chapter 1, verse 8.
雅各书第一章十八节。
Sorry, James chapter 1, verse 18.
他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像出熟的果子。
Of his own will, he brought us forth by the mouth of truth, that we might be a kind of the fruit of his creatures.
这个我们就是小弟跟在座诸位啊。
So this is for me and for you.
就是被称为基督徒的人。
That is to say, those who are Christians.
这里说，神用真道生了我们，叫我们做出熟的果子。
We were born of the truth that we might be the first fruits.
出熟的果子听起来很好，对不对？
It sounds good to be the first fruits.
那我们再来看，看下去你就觉得不好了。
If we continue to read, you'll see how bad it is.
我们请看启示录十四章的第四节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 14, verse 4.
圣经最后一卷启示录十四章第四节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 4.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是同身。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做出手的果子归于神和羔羊。阿们。
These are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb.
所以这里继续再强调，我们是出手的果子。
And so again, emphasizes that we are the first fruits.
而且这个果子不是让人类吃的啊，是归于神与羔羊的。
This first fruit is not for the consumption of man, but is to be offered to God and to the Lamb.
那出手的果子。或者是出手的做什么用呢？
So what is the purpose of being the first fruit?
我们一起来看旧约圣经民数记十五章的十八节。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 15, verse 8.
民数记十五章十八节。
Numbers chapter 15, verse 18.
到二十一节。
To verse 21.
十八节，你晓谕以色列人说：你们到了我所领你们进去的那地。十九节，吃那地的粮食，就要把举祭献给耶和华。二十节，你们要用出熟的麦子磨面做饼当举祭奉献。你们举上好像举禾场的举祭一样。二十一节，你们世世代代要用出熟的麦子磨面当举祭献给耶和华。阿们。
Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land to which I bring you, 19, there will be, when you eat of the bread of the land, that you shall offer up a heave offering to the Lord. 20, you shall offer up a cake of the first of your ground meal as a heave offering of the threshing floor, so shall you offer it up. 21, of the first of your ground meal you shall give to the Lord a heave offering throughout your generation.
所以我们在这里发现出熟的五谷啦，这里不只是麦子，其实指的是出熟的五谷。
So it's not just the first grains, but also the first the meals.
还不能直接献给神啊。
It's not something you can offer directly to the Lord.
这个旧约里面的五祭，包括其他的祭啊，献给神的啊，到今天都有属灵的意义。
So these five offerings that are recorded here have spiritual meanings even to today.
所以不能直接献给神，要经过什么步骤呢？
So if we can't offer directly to the Lord, what should we do with it?
这里两个字叫做磨面。
Here it says to ground it.
那磨成面粉就能献给神了吗？我们看到最后也不行啊。
So have you been ground to a meal? Is that what you offer? Doesn't seem to be.
简单来讲，要经过磨脆、捏揉、烘烤之后，才能献给神。
So as an overview, you ground it down, you mix it up, and then you bake it before you offer it.
所以磨脆的目的是什么呢？
So what is the purpose of being ground?
压碎葡萄才能得到美酒。我一来这边啊，有一个朋友说，纽西兰这里啊产 wine 很有名。
You have to grind up the grape to get the wine, and this is something that I came to know when I came here.
葡萄整颗都没有压碎，可以变成 wine 吗？
If the grape is not crushed, can you get wine?
好，碾碎麦子，最后才有面包。
You have to ground up the grain in order to get bread.
主耶稣破碎基督徒的自我。
So Jesus has broken his self.
为的是能让我们每个人被神国所用。
So that we can be used by God's kingdom.
我们读过圣经就会发现一件事。
If we read through the Bible, we will understand.
神在我们的生命当中做工，是为了使我们成为神所拣选的。
God works in us in our daily life so that we can become His elected.
成为合神心意的人，又装备我们。
So that we can become one preferred by the Lord, and we can be used.
最后能够让我们依照神的心意来服侍神以及神所爱的。
And so we can serve by His will to serve those He loves.
但是我们人一想到磨碎这个字啊。
But when we think about being ground up,
我们很容易就联想到苦难跟伤痛，不是吗？
It is easy for us to connect it to suffering and tribulation.
假设那颗麦子有感觉嘛，那当然你知道它没有感觉。假设它有感觉的话
，So hypothetically, if the grain has feelings,
它被磨的时候会不会痛啊
？Would it be in pain when it's ground up?
它会不会哭啊
？Would it cry?
它会不会流眼泪啊
？Would it shed tears?
虽然磨碎离不开苦难和伤痛。
So even though there are this grinding, there's suffering when you grind.
但是磨碎有磨碎的美意。
But when you are ground up, it has a beautiful will in it.
磨碎的目的到底是什么呢？
What is the purpose of being ground up?
那我们能不能避免不要被破碎，仍然被神所用呢？
And can we still be used by God if we're not ground up?
我们今天想想看，我们从新旧约圣经里面读到很多的圣徒前辈。
We have seen many stories of these workers of God in the Bible.
其实他们都是被破碎的典范啊。
They are all being ground up.
我们首先想到大家都很熟的约瑟，还记得吗？
One very easy example is of Joseph.
大家想一想，大家觉得他做埃及的宰相很风光嘛？可是之前那十几年过的是什么生活啊？
You think it's quite glorious that he was the prime minister of Egypt, but have you remembered what he went through?
讲白了，约瑟在最后风光前的那十几年，是在信心当中每况愈下，越来越惨，越来越惨这四个字啊。
To be very frank, before he became the prime minister, he has gone through a whole lot of suffering.
可是这一切都是为了预备他将来能被神所用。
But this is all in preparation so that he may be used by God.
我们在想到登基为王之前的大卫，大家都知道吧
？Before David became king,
他也一样啊，跟约瑟被神磨了十几年的时间以上啊。
Similar to Joseph, he was ground by God for many decades.
每天过着跟蟑螂、老鼠般一样逃难躲避的生活。
And every day he has to live the life of a cockroach or a rat, trying to escape.
那种日子我们过得了吗？
Is that something that we can persist?
可是他们也没得选，因为神没有让他们选。
But they do not have a choice. God did not give them a choice.
另一个犹太人心目中最伟大的人类叫做摩西。
And another one that we know is Moses.
他可不是十几年啊。
And he did not suffer just for a few decades.
他至少被神磨了四十年以上。
He has been ground by God for 40 years.
我们说他的人生有三个四十年，大家说是不是？
I think most of us remember that he has three 40-year stages.
他第一个四十年是在埃及里面当王子啊，贵族啊。
The first 40 years he was in the ruling class in Egypt.
第二个四十年逃到旷野当中了。
The for the second 40 years he escaped into the wilderness.
第三个四十年被神召出来带领神的百姓啊。
For the last 40 years he was called by God to lead his people.
我告诉各位，我认为他不止被磨四十年，他是被磨八十年，你们知道吧？
I would say that he was not ground up for only 40 years but for 80 years.
你们以为后来那第三个四十年他过得很风光很轻松吗？
Do you think for the last 40 years he lived a carefree life?
就在那第三个四十年，那趴在他的弟兄姐妹前面，最后连迦南地都进不了，苦不苦？
It was in the last 40 years that he has to prostrate himself before the people of God, and he even lost his entry into the land of Canaan.
我们再来看《列王记上》二十二章二十四节。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 24.
列王记上二十二章二十四节。
First Kings chapter 22, verse 24.
这里也有一个人物。
Here is also a person.
基拿拿的儿子西底家前来打米盖亚的脸，说：“耶和华的灵从哪里离开我与你说话呢？”阿们。这里有个人物叫做米盖亚，是神的先知，哎，是神的先知，哎。
So here is Micaiah, who is a prophet of God.
啊，这个先知有像我一样穿西装打领带站在这里吗
？Is this prophet like me, dressed in a suit and standing on the pulpit?
他被当时的王打脸呐，那个可不是一巴掌啊，那一下去你的牙齿会掉几颗都不知道啊，那是刑罚啊。
He was struck by the king, and this is not just a simple slap. This is something that will take your teeth out.
不止如此，我们再看二十七节接下来的遭遇，他不想要承受多久。
And in verse 27, we can see a whole lot of other suffering that he had.
王如此说，把这个人下在监里，使他受苦，吃不饱，喝不足，等候我平平安安的回来。最后呢
？At the end,
他还要被关起来受苦。
He had to be imprisoned and suffer.
这是有神同在的先知。
And this is a prophet of God who has the abundance of.
他有没有被磨
？Was he not ground?
他被磨的过程就是受的攻击跟侮辱。
And in his grinding, he was afflicted and he was shamed.
我们再来看耶利米书三十八章第六节。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 38 verse 6.
耶利米书三十八章第六节。
Jeremiah chapter 38 verse 6.
他们就拿住耶利米，下在哈米勒的儿子马基亚的牢狱里，那牢狱在护卫兵的院中，他们用绳子将耶利米系下去，牢狱里没有水，只有淤泥，耶利米就陷在淤泥中。
So they took Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah the king's son, which was in the court of the prison, and they laid Jeremiah down with ropes, and in the dungeon there was no water but mire, so Jeremiah sank in the mire.
看看这一位我们的前辈，我们的弟兄。
So these are our forerunners.
你以为他关在牢狱里面有吃有喝，还能够做重量训练啊
？Do you think that these people in prison had things to eat and drink and could even work out?
现在淤泥中，我问大家，他怎么大小便？如果是你半腰都陷在淤泥里面，你怎么大小便呢
？If you were sunk halfway up to your waist in the mire, then how would you even go to the toilet?
当你们要忠心服侍神的时候，你有想过你会面临这种处境吗
？When you said you were going to follow the Lord, did you think you would come to this sort of situation?
我问大家，当他半身都陷在淤泥的时候，神有没有跟他同在？有没有跟他同在
？I ask you, when he was halfway up to his waist in the mire, was God with him?
怎么没有多少人点头啊
？I don't see many people nodding.
很好，小朋友很好，你知道吗？神同在也会这么惨啊，你有想过吗？神同在的时候会这么惨啊。
If you understood that even when God is with you, you will sink to such issues.
要打开你们的眼睛仔细看，这就是真实的信仰。
Open your eyes and see clearly that this is true faith.
还有另外一个也是一样，新约中的同龄前辈，一辈子有神同在受尽磨难，叫做保罗，还记得吧？
There's also one in the New Testament who went through all kinds of suffering called Paul.
我们来看哥林多后书十一章二十三节。
Let's look at Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.
哥林多后书十一章二十三节到二十五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 25.
他们是基督的仆人吗？我说句狂话，我更是。我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的。二十四节，被犹太人鞭打五次，每次四十，减去一下。二十五节，被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次，遇着船坏三次，一昼一夜在深海里。好了，我们其他不要念了，来这三节也念一下。
So verse 23, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool, I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often, 24. From the Jews five times I received 40 stripes, minus one, 25. Three times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, three times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day I have been in the deep, and there's more to come.
请问在座诸位神所亲爱的。
So those of us beloved by the Lord here.
今天你看到的一个人，如果你不知道他的名字，他今天要来奥克兰教会了。
If you saw someone who you didn't know the name of, they were to come to Auckland.
然后呢，他飞机也降落不了，开了车出车祸，然后结果脚又断掉。 你们会觉得神跟他同在吗？
And when the plane cannot land, when they get into car crashes, and when their legs are broken, do you think the Lord abides with them?
你们怀疑这个人是不是有罪啊？
You may doubt and ask if this person has sinned.
会不会？
Would you not?
可是我刚才讲的状况都还没有保罗这么惨。
And yet these situations that I laid out are not as bad as Paul's.
因为你们听到的他是保罗，都还没有看到遭遇，就知道神跟他同在。这种读经法是不会进步的、啊。
As soon as I said the name Paul, you know that even without knowing all the suffering he went through, that God was with him.
换句话说，今天如果不是神的工人，是在座你们每一位神所亲爱的，
so、in other words,
你们亲神所亲爱的。
If you were not the work of God, but you were one of the beloved brethren sitting here.
你们期待在你们的信仰生活当中充满了福气、平安、喜乐、顺遂。
You anticipate that your life and the faith would be full of joy and peace.
可是完全不是这么一回事。
And yet this will not be so.
你工作遇到了大困难
you have, you meet issues in your work.
你的经济充满了压力
you have financial pressures.
你的婚姻出了大问题
you have wedding issues.
你的儿女也让你很伤脑筋
your children give you stress.
你的健康也快失去了
your, faith,、your health is about to be lost.
不要问别人你自己怎么想
you don't need to ask others what do you think yourself.
你自己怎么想自己
what do you think of yourself.
你可能觉得耶稣不爱你了知道吧
You may wonder whether Jesus loves you.
你不会觉得神跟你同在的。
You will not feel that God abides.
你不会觉得神跟你同在的。
You will not feel that God abides.
可是我告诉你，神跟你同在。
But I tell you that God abides.
再想想我们刚才举的那些例子，你们懂了吗？
So if you look back at the examples we looked at, you understand.
你生活当中顺不顺遂，平不平安，有没有福气，那个不是神同在的证据啊。
Whether or not you were successful or happy in your life, those are not evidence of God's abundance.
你如果还没有预备好，那你圣经还没有读通啊。
If you are not prepared, you have not understood the Bible fully.
因为你所想要的那一些有如神同在的证据，不用来教会，无神论者全部都会有，这样理解吧。
Because all these are signs of God's abundance that you want, you don't need to read the Bible, you can just see them from the atheists.
我们现在要继续讲，这就是神的磨淬啊。
And so this is the grinding of God.
我们要想神要磨淬的是什么？要想这个问题，要磨淬的是什么
？What is it that God wants to grind up?
神用磨淬的方式来除去人注重自我的想法，注重自我的想法。
God uses grinding up to get rid of our egotistical thoughts.
什么叫注重自我
？What does it mean to be egotistical?
渴望脱离神，有更多的独立决定与行动。
Is the will to depart from the Lord and be more independent.
有另外一个经节，我们来看罗马书十二章第一节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
圣灵在这里勉励我们每一位要献上自己的身体为活祭。
Here the Holy Spirit beseeches us to give ourselves as a living sacrifice.
各位，你们知道如何献上自己吗
？Do you know how to give up yourself?
旧约的燔祭呀。五祭的第一重要祭，旧约的燔祭，写在利未记一二章，我们不翻呐。
So in Leviticus chapter 1 and 2, there is the most important of the five offerings, which is the burnt offering.
那个牛跟羊抓来啊，第一个要切头，把头给砍断。
So when you bring over the bull or the ram, you will first cut off the head.
第二个要把它的皮全部扒下来。
Then you skin it.
第三个要把它剩下的肉啊，全部切成一块一块一块小块的切碎。
Then you chop up the meat into chunks.
然后最后再全部烧，全部烧给神。
And then you burn it all up for God.
好了，我讲的是旧约嘛，其实就是罗马书十二章第一节。我们有这样献上自己吗
？So I speak of the Old Testament, but that is what is mentioned here in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Have we done this?
我们有把自己的想法全部去掉吗？就切下我们属灵的头。
Have we cut off our spiritual head and got rid of all our independent thoughts?
我们有把我们自己生命的皮给扒掉吗？就是放弃所有的尊严跟面子。
Have we taken
不跟人家计较
？Have we taken off our skin? That is to give away all our dignity and honor.
最后那个全部切成肉块是什么意思？不再有完整的自己，不再有完整的自己。
And you chop, and you are chopped up into chunks that you are no longer whole.
信耶稣信到最后，别人会看到的你不是你自己，而是会看到耶稣，看到耶稣，理解吧？
So that afterwards, when you have believed in the Lord, what others see is not you, but they see the image of Christ.
那是动物啊！啊，如果是植物的话，五谷呢
？So that was for animals, but what about for plants?
那就是我们从一开始讲的，要磨脆，要捏揉，要烘烤，才能成为圣殿里的饼，这样理解吧
？So for the grain offering, you have to crush up the grains, then you have to knead into a dough, and then you bake it.
但是我讲成这样子，连我自己都害怕。
But if I put it in this way, then I myself am afraid.
连我自己都觉得难以做到，我也不愿意去面对呀、
啊。I do not dare to say whether I've achieved it, and I don't want to face it.
然而，基督决意要使小弟跟在座的每个弟兄姐妹，让我们的生命能够降服在神的旨意之下。
Even so, God wants me spread all these words that we may be offered in the will of God.
所以，神必定照着他的意念。不断地帮我们每个人去移除我们信仰生命中的障碍。
So God will in His will remove all the obstacles of our faith.
就是所谓负面的态度。
So that is these are negative attitudes.
或我们自己以为我们不得不有，我们应该要有，实际上却成了我们生命当中拦阻我们成为更好基督徒的那一些无谓的坚持与想法。
Or the things that we thought that we could not do without, and yet these are obstacles for us to improve our faith.
我们以为我们需要什么，需要什么，需要什么。
We think that we need this, we need that.
事实上，神看起来，我们在祷告当中求神赐的那一些，都会阻碍我们成为更好的基督徒，我们自己就不知道。
And yet those things that we ask God for in our prayers, God sees that they will prevent us from being better Christians, and we do not see it.
举例来说，我到这边看到野外有很多马。
So when I came here, I saw there were a lot of horses around.
我知道啊，像阿拉伯血统的马，又高大又俊美。
The horses that come from the Arabian area, they are quite strong.
但是马只是高大跟俊美就好了吗
？But is a horse merely just that?
除非这个马被驯服，能够完全顺服主人。
Unless the horse can be tamed and listen to its owner.
不然它再怎么高大俊美，一点用都没有，是不是？
Otherwise, it doesn't matter how large and strong it is. It's of no use.
驯服的过程当中
，So during this growing up,
有人在要骑在上面，直到这一匹马愿意听话。
Someone has to ride on the horse until the horse listens.
训练的过程犹如在破碎马的心力和体力，其实不是啊。
So we think that it is to do with the power of the horse, but it's not.
不管是缰绳，不管是套绳，不管是鞭子，不管是马刺，目的都不是在虐待这一匹马，了解吗
？So no matter what method you use to try and tame this horse, the point is not to punish the horse.
目的是要去除这一匹马它的自我意志啊。
The point is to remove the independent thought of the horse.
直到这一匹马了解到一件事情，当我上了鞍，当我背后有个人的时候，我完全听命于他，就是这样子而已。
Until the horse comes to understand that whenever there is a saddle or a person on their backs, that they must listen.
我们请看新约圣经以弗所书第二章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
以弗所书第二章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。阿们。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
各位，我们是神的工作，怎么工作
？So we are the workmanship of God. What kind of work?
会切掉我们的头，这是他的工作。
To chop off our heads, that is his work.
会扒掉我们的皮，这是他的工作。
To skin us, that is his work.
再把我们分尸切成筷子，分尸很恐怖，对不对
？And then to chop up our meat, that is quite scary.
他的工作还包括把我们磨脆，把我们捏揉，把我们烘烤。
And his work includes grinding us up, kneading us in the dough, and putting us in the oven.
可是这一切都不是为了消灭我们。我们看到经文吗？第十节最后什么目的啊
？But do we see what the purpose is in this verse?
为的是叫我们行出神眼中跟心中所有的善来。
It is to prepare so that we may walk in the will of God.
这个善在原文里面叫 agathos， 其实在其他的经文都翻成义呀、啊，
公义的义啊，行出神眼中的义啊。
So this good works that we are prepared for is to do what is righteous and just.
就是神预备叫我们行的。
It is what God has called us to do.
所以神拯救我们有目的。
So there is a reason why God saves us.
他想要透过在座诸位去影响更多的人。
He wants to use those of us here to be able to influence the others.
神想要在我们每一位的心中来成就他的目标和心意。
God wants to be able to fulfill His will in all of us.
我们现在扪心自问。
We may question.
大家把眼睛闭起来三秒钟。
If you close your eyes,
手放在自己的心上。
And place your hands over your heart.
在我生命当中，我可能意识到有哪些事情会拦阻我被神所用。
And consider what sort of things are blocking us from Christ in the hearts.
眼睛可以睁开了。
You can open your eyes.
我们真的常常在祷告当中这样求问神吗？
Do we truly ask of these in our prayers?
没有，我们求 A, 求 B, 求 C, 求 D, 就是没有求问神说，我现在求的哪些事会拦阻我被你所用？
We ask God for A, B, C, and D, but we will not ask God what is preventing us from being better Christians.
我们或许觉得我们学问不够，
Perhaps we feel that we are lacking in knowledge.
或许觉得我不够富有，
or we are lacking in wealth.
或许觉得我没有名望，
or we are lacking in
我的外在条件差，
or that we look bad.
可是诸位神所亲爱，你们知道吗？这都不是重点，都不是重点。
But beloved of the Lord, these are not the main issues.
重点是神会使用我们，或使用我们多少，取决于我们愿不愿意被神磨淬。
How much God wants to use us is dependent on how he can grind us up.
因为磨淬可以磨去我们想象出来的信心，想象出来的信心呢？
Because this grinding up will get rid of our imaginary faith.
或许我们以为我们尊主为大了。
Perhaps we think that we put God above all else.
或许我们以为我们真的是愿意为主而活了。
Perhaps we think that we will live for Jesus.
但是当我们失去了健康，
But when we lose our health,
当我们被别人轻视，
When we are despised by others,
当我们尊严严重受伤的时候，
when our dignity is harmed,
当我们的财富大量缩减，
when our wealth is shrunk,
当我们所求的婚姻跟工作没有办法照着我们的意思，
when our marriage and our careers do not go according to what we ask,
我们感到痛苦，感到失落，
we suffer and we fall short,
我们感到生气，
we are angry,
对谁生气？
Who are we angry at?
我们连着我们自己都知道生气没有用，可是很明显的，我们一直在生气。
We know that anger achieves no purpose, and yet we are still angry.
我们对神生气。
We are angry at God.
对神失望。
We are disappointed in God.
因为我们曾经付出多少时间祷告。
Because we spent so much time in our prayers.
我们甚至进食。
We may even fast.
甚至不断的侍奉主。
We may continue to serve God.
我们以为这些可以获得我们更多想要的平安跟福气。
And we thought that we can exchange these for more peace.
但是主耶稣，你却这样子对待我。
And yet Jesus, you have treated me this way.
你知道吗？我感受到很多同龄对神生气的情绪啊。你们不讲，我都感受得到啊。
I can feel that there is a lot of anger towards Jesus, even if you don't say it.
看到教会这些事工，看见这些人这样子，看见我的今天的遭遇，都不敢对神说我在生气，其实都在跟神生闷气。
We see how the works in the church go. We see how we are doing in our lives, and we may not admit it, but we are angry at God.
注意到了吗，亲爱的各位，注意到了吗？
So have you noticed this?
我们还以为我们真正是尊主为大。
We thought we put God above all else.
但是在生命当中某一点的时候，在生命当中的某一个点上面，
But at a certain point in our lives,
我们却把我们失去或者求不到得不到的那些事来跟神计较，来跟神生气。
We'll take the things that we did not have or we lost in our lives and we will use it to argue with God.
这个就足以证明什么？
And what does this prove?
原来我们当初以为我们是为主而活，完全是自己想象出来的。
We thought that we were living for God and yet it is all in our heads.
原来我们还是有许许多多自己想要的。
There are so many things that we want for ourselves.
所以神借着故意移走我们想要的，来磨淬我们，移走我们想要的，不答应我们想要的，来磨淬我们。各位要体会。
So you must understand that God has taken away these things that we want in order to ground us up.
让各位在座真正追求智慧的弟兄姐妹们。
So for our brethren who seek true wisdom.
能够认识我们真正自己是怎么样。
Do you recognize yourself, truth?
最后，在我们的生命当中，培植出那超越一切、真正对独一真神的盼望跟顺服。
Have we nurtured ourselves this desire to follow the one true Creator?
所以，当我们追求财富的时候，神反而常常借着经济的考验来磨淬我们。
And so, when we pursue wealth, God will often use financial pressures.
当我们一再祈求健康的时候，神也往往会借着健康的问题来磨淬我们。
Whenever we pursue health, God will use these health problems to grind us.
当我们希望更被更多人肯定跟重视的时候，神往往借着其他人的轻看跟摩擦来磨淬我们。
When we seek acknowledgement and harmony with others, God will use others to grind us.
当我们一直很想得到一件事的时候
When we truly want something,
神也往往借着不成就那件事来磨淬我们
God will use that thing by not giving it to us to grind us
就像摩西 当他还带着骄傲跟血气
So just as when Moses was more haughty and
他以为自己准备好了他愿意为神而出
He thought he was ready he wanted to do things for God
在他40岁的时候，当他以为自己能够当领导的时候
，He was 40 and thought he could be a leader.
神让他去旷野去领导那一群羊，连人话都不会讲。
God had him go into the wilderness to lead a pack of sheep because they cannot even speak.
当他80岁，以为自己再也没有体力，再也没有心智，什么都不行的时候，神又要他出来。你不觉得这个神很磨人吗？会不会啊？
And when he was 80 and he thought he had run his life's course and couldn't do anything, God called him. Do you think this is quite cruel, God?
因为连摩西到80岁都还充满了这么多缺点，都还充满了自我，你能感受到吗？
Do you feel the self-righteousness of Moses even when he was 80?
约瑟以为只要自己动机对了
For Joseph, he thought if his motives were right,
就可以说诚实话。
He could speak in truth.
就可以以为不顾场合对象，直接说出自己心里面的话来。
He thought he could speak what's in his mind.
这样子的人，神如何能用他
？How can God use such a person?
他以为自己只要诚实就好了，神如何能用这种人们
？He thought he could just be honest, and can God use such?
所以，当他说出这些诚实正直话的时候，他的处境越来越惨，越来越惨，被自己兄弟卖了，被自己的女主人出卖了。被人忘记啊
And so when he spoke in truth, he was sold by his brothers and he was betrayed by his master's wife.
他常常得罪人
He has often offended others.
神让他度过悲惨孤单的十几年
And so God gave him a few decades to be alone by himself.
终于让这一个懵懂无知只讲的说正直话的约瑟懂得用头脑与谋略
So God allowed this person who was quite straight up to understand subtleties.
既不说谎，又能够说出好话来成就神的旨意。
That you can speak things that are good without lying in order to carry out God's will.
那一天，他当上了埃及的宰相。
And that day he became the prime minister of Egypt.
有没有看到后来约瑟？面对他弟兄跟法老讲的话多么有技巧多么有智慧有发现吗
And you'll notice afterwards when he spoke to his brothers and to the Pharaoh how tactful he was
甚至像使徒保罗一样
Even like Paul
原来以为自己才高八斗敬虔忠心
When he thought he was the most developed person around
他以为自己是神所重用的栋梁之材 去旁边蹲吧栋梁之材
When he thought he was the best tool in God'sGod's toolkit, God had him set aside.
结果神安排他经历的。
God arranged for his suffering.
这么多的试炼。
So much training.
还有那一辈子都移不走的刺留在他身上。
And the thorn that he could not remove for his whole life.
使他最后终于只能说出一句话来宁可夸自己的软弱。
So that in the end he could say he would rather boast of his own weaknesses.
然后他又勉励其他弟兄姐妹这一句话。
And he encouraged his brethren.
我们来看腓立比书二章三节。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 2 verse 3.
新约圣经腓立比书二章三节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 3.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。阿们。一开始的保罗完全跟这一节相反，你们知道吧？完全相反。
At the start, Paul was completely opposite to this.
你以为他是突然顿悟的啊？你以为他是立地成佛啊
？Do you think he has achieved some kind of enlightenment?
他是经过多少年被轻看、被无视，有多少年的试炼，才体会出这一句话来。
But instead, he is able to say this after many decades of suffering and training.
那些都是磨淬。
This is all grinding.
所以现在，请我们回想我们自己的生活经验。
So there's a review of our experiences in our life.
请我们想一想，这些圣徒当中有没有我们的影子？有没有我们的影子？
Do we see a shadow of ourselves in these in the lives of these saints?
别一副与我无关的样子。
Do not think this has nothing to do with you.
一个真正的圣徒必然都曾被经，一定经历过磨淬的过程。
A true believer would have been able to go through these grinds.
在座年轻的弟兄姐妹嘛，弟兄姐妹们，如果你还没有这种感受，你也要有心理准备。
And for the youth seated here, if you have not had this experience, you should prepare yourself.
但是我要跟大家分享的是最悲哀的事是什么
？But I would like to share what would be the most pitiful.
有些人都一直被磨啦。
There are some who are constantly being ground.
他却还一无所知，不断的抗拒，不断的抗拒。
They will continue to resist.
甚至说我没有办法理解，我不想体会神为什么要这么做。
And they will say, "I do not understand. I don't know why God wants me to experience this."
或者甚至在祷告里面对神说："你这么做对我有什么意义？"
Or they may send their prayers, ask God, "What to what end do you do this?"
或者说："我不知道我这种处境怎么能够荣耀神。"
Or they may say, "I don't know how I can glorify God in my situation."
我想跟你分享。
Let me share with you.
请记住，当神还在磨淬培植我们的时候的那一段时期
，While God is still grinding us.
神不需要我们去荣耀他。
God does not need us to glorify him.
打从一开始，神就不需要任何一个人类来荣耀他，因为他自己就是荣耀，
fact,
自己可以荣耀自己。
In fact, he does not need anyone to glorify him because he is glory itself.
比起荣耀他，他更希望在你生命当中完成一个目的跟任务。
More than glorifying him, he wants you to be able to achieve a thing in your life.
他希望我们学到真正的功课。我们学到了吗
？He wants us to understand the homework we've been given.
就是改掉我们本来的心思意念。
That is to change our thoughts.
或者放弃我们原来坚持的观点，或者是感受。
To give up the concepts and the thoughts that we had.
以至于像那匹马一样，完完全全的顺服主人。
So we become like the horse that was tamed to his master.
又能以主所示的。即使他所示的不是你所求的，你所求的都没有得到，以他所示的来满足跟喜乐。
And to be able to be satisfied and take joy in what he has given you, even though it's not what you asked.
你或许没有财富，但是搞不好你有一个爱你的配偶。
Perhaps you have not wealth, but you have a spouse that loves you.
你或许工作不顺，但是你有可以同心同意的同龄陪在你身边。
Perhaps your work is not going well, but you have your brethren around you.
你或许家里面的儿女很不听你话，但是在教会有一批孩子，他们对你很体贴。
Perhaps your children do not listen to you, but you have a group of children at church that is quite happy to be around you.
你或许失去了健康，但是你没有失去对神的信心。
Perhaps you lost your health, but you have not lost your faith to God.
你有很多生命当中没有求到的，但是你更要去思考那些神已经。为你保留也赐给你的。
There are many things that God has not given you, but you can recount the things that He has given you.
你总是有的，你总是有的，你要去想。
You have to think because you do have something.
可是我们偏偏不常想我们有的，我们一直在顾念那些我们所没有的。
But quite often we will not look at the things we have, but we will put our attention to the things we do not have.
那就继续磨下去吧。
So you continue to grind.
不断的抗拒神的磨淬。
If you continue to resist God's grinding,
神的磨淬是为什么呢？是出于爱呀。
God is grinding you out of love.
小弟以前常常会读一些历史上所谓好基督徒的传记。
So I used to read some stories of the people that we consider good Christians.
小弟发现这些传记都有个共同点。
And I found that there was a common thread.
他们当中的每个人都曾经在他们人生当中的某个阶段被神磨得好惨，磨得好惨。我用这个字。
That all of them at some stage in their lives were ground to such a pitiful state.
那一种磨淬的过程，甚至在某些基督徒或者不信神的基督徒的眼中，叫做什么？你们知道吗？
So they were ground to such a state that in other people's eyes, even those who don't believe,
叫做灾祸或咒诅。
That they were
灾祸或咒诅啊，要记得啊。
They will be considered cursed.
你能想象吗？一个敬虔的基督徒信道，被那些不信神的人说。你的生命充满了咒诅。
If you consider that a devout Christian has gone to such a stage in his life that even those who don't believe will call him cursed.
但是无论从圣经的人物或这些传记中的人物
，But no matter in the Bible or in these people's lives,
小弟得到一个从来都没有改变过的结论，现在也改变不了了。
So I've come to a conclusion that that will not be changed.
主每天在做磨淬的工作。
Every day God grinds.
不是为了要折磨我们。
It is not to make us suffer.
而是因为太爱我们。
But it is out of love.
神在我们生命当中做工，好让我们能够被他使用，将来得到无法比的荣耀。这是圣经告诉我们的。
God works on us in our lives so that we can be able to achieve, to do his work and to be able to achieve glory beyond compare.
那种感受我再用一个不恰当的比喻，做个小小的比喻。
So I'd like to make a maybe inappropriate.
假如各位啊，现在啊，你想象自己，你有一个200,000人的大公司，你是董事长。
So perhaps you are in charge of a 200,000 employee company.
你并不想把这个家业传给别人，你想要自己的儿子或女儿来继承。
You do not want others to take over, but you want to give it to your children.
你一定会希望他受磨练，预备好，对不对
？I'm sure you want them to grind and to train.
因为对儿女来讲啊，把这个东西交到他手上，万一他不能承受的时候，万一公司破产啊，对你的儿女来讲，那种折磨比他从来没有接受过还要大好几万倍。你们知道的。
Because if you hand it to them, they run the company into the ground, then that sort of suffering is a way is incomparable to.
所以你为了他将来能够继承这份事业，想象一下，你一定会安排各种训练、各种经验、各种磨练，好让他将来能够好好继承。说是不是啊
？So in order to prepare them to take over the company, you will put them through all sorts of tests and training.
神爱我们就是这样子。
And this is a similar way to how God loves us.
因为他已经预备好将天国的基业跟荣耀都赏赐给你了。
God has prepared your inheritance and your glory in heaven.
可是凭我们现在承受不了。
But for us in our current state, we.
所以他因为太爱我们，希望我们将来到天国与他永住，
so,
他不得不做这些工。
So out of his love for him to be able to take us to heaven, now he has done all this work.
那最后我们要想呢、啊？那好，传道，你说磨淬，那这个磨淬的程度跟时间，难道我不能有意见吗？
And so you say, preacher, sure that God wants to grind us, but do I have no say in how I am grounded and how long?
当我们被磨淬的时候，我们常常会说，或在祷告里面说，我受不了了。
When we are under the grind, we may pray to God that we cannot take anymore.
我们都有过这种经历。
I'm sure we've all had this experience.
健康的问题
，perhaps a health problem.
财富、人际
，or perhaps our wealth or our interpersonal relations.
婚姻、工作、儿女教养。
Our marriage, our careers, our children,
甚至是教会里面的服事
our service in church,
甚至教会同龄之间的相处，有时候都充满许多的 conflicts.
Or the interactions we have in our brethren, we may have conflicts.
有人就问啊，那神啊，你这样要破碎我，破碎到什么程度？
So some may ask, oh, how long are you going to grind me down for?
我只能告诉你，依个人的情况而定，每个人绝对都不一样。
I can only tell you that it is according to your situation, different for everyone.
但是我体会到的是，如果我一直抗拒神的破碎，它就会越增加更大的压力。
But what I can say from experience is if you continue
to resist, 我问大家，我们抗拒得了神吗
？Can we resist God?
当他在压我们的时候，我们抗拒得了？那我们当神呐、啊，还让他当神呐、啊？
If we push back against God, then we might as well be gods ourselves.
也就是说，如果我一直抗拒
，So if you continue to resist God,
一直无法在这里面去体会神美好的旨意。
If we cannot experience the wonderful will of God in it,
我告诉你，那钳子会越来越紧，越来越紧，紧到后来你才会破掉，你了解吧？
Then you will be under more and more pressure until you do break.
直到我们像一粒麦子被磨碎一样。
Until you are like the grain that has been made into meal.
这时间多久我不知道啊。那因为我们一直在抗拒嘛。
I don't know how long it takes because we continue to resist.
我们没有去想到我们有的是什么嘛。
We have not thought of what we have.
也可能在这当中我们自己先放弃自己啦。不用神来放弃我，我自己先投降，我放弃啦。
So perhaps we don't need God to give up on us, we have given up on ourselves.
这个时候或许神会收手。
Now perhaps at this time God may relent a bit.
然后将你摆在旁边。
And put you aside.
不再被他所用。
And he will no longer use you.
所以有时候我们见到有些人一开始服侍得很好。
So we meet some people who originally served well.
后来怎么渐渐离教会越来越远，好像被神放在一边一样啦。
And then they depart further and further from God, and seems that God has put them aside.
小弟再说一次，神从来没有要磨淬我们的心灵，不是的。
So God is not trying to grind down our spirit.
神要磨淬的是原来的我们的自我。
God is trying to grind down our sense of self.
但是我们太重视我们的感受了，太看重我们的需要了，而忘了这个才是自我。
But we value our thoughts too much and want too many things.
神希望磨淬我们之后，让我们成为新人呐。
God wants to grind us down into a new man.
所以经文里面告诉我们的内心要一天新似一天，我们真的有吗？
The Bible says that we renew our spirit day by day, have we?
我们真的觉得一天新似一天吗？
Have we truly renewed?
不用每一天啊，有一个月新似一次有吗？
Not even daily, if we have done a month.
有每个安息日来到神面前，觉得我真的有更新了吗？
If you come to church on Sabbath and felt refreshed.
没有啊，我看到很多的人啊，越服侍越不喜乐。越服侍越板起脸来，越服侍越忧愁越难过，怎么一回事啊？
Instead, see people when they as they serve longer, they become more and more depressed, more and more hopeless.
圣灵要你们这样吗？
Is this what the Spirit wants?
圣灵要我们这样吗？
Is this what the Spirit wants?
服侍成这个样子，做什么服侍呢？
What is the point of service if you do like that?
你以为教会真的需要我们吗？
Do you think the church truly needs us?
我告诉你，神根本不需要我们。
God does not need us.
神不需要我们服侍他，他有无限的天使在服侍他了。
God has countless angels serving him. He doesn't need us to serve.
如果我们想不清楚我们服侍的本质到底是什么，
If we do not understand the point of our service,
还以为这个教会没有我来服侍就会差很多啊，那我看你还等着被磨呢。
And if you think that the church cannot do without your work, then you stand to be ground more.
没有啊，神不缺我们啊。那神为什么鼓励我们服侍呢？
God does not need us, so what does he want us to serve?
那是他的爱跟恩典，你们晓得吗？
It is out of his love and mercy.
让我们有机会参与这份服侍，最终得到他所赐的福气跟荣耀啊。
It is so that we can take part in his glory later.
磨淬不是因为神的愤怒，
Being ground down is not out of God's anger,
而是出于他爱的动机跟全源，
But out of his love.
神喜爱我们成为称职的好仆人，
God wants us to be good servants for him.
更胜于使我们在世上享乐，
It will be even better than being happy in this world.
小弟若问我们大家，我们过去是否生过神的气？
Have we become angry at God before?
你们没人敢点头，我承认我有过，我跟神生了很久的气。
You may not dare to know, but I admit that I have had anger towards God for a long time.
我对神很生气。
I was very angry at God.
可是他慈爱到他没有毁灭我，夺去我传道的职分。
But he, out of his mercy, did not remove my preachership.
他是如此宽大为怀。
And that is the extent of his compassion.
让我这个没有用的家伙，现在继续站在这里。跟你们分享他赐的饼。
So even one as useless as me can stand here before you today to give out this bread.
你们知道吗？历史上这些被磨的人，他们也生过气呀。
All these people who have been ground, they have also been angry.
我们看民数记十一章的十一节。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 11, verse 11.
民数记十一章十一节。
Numbers chapter 11, verse 11.
摩西对耶和华说：你为何苦待仆人？我为何不在你眼前蒙恩，竟把这管理百姓的重任加在我身上呢？
So Moses said to the Lord, Why have you afflicted your servant? Why have I not found favor in your sight that you have laid the burden of all these people on me?
各位，你有觉得摩西这个时候有情绪吗？
Do you think Moses was emotional here?
你没有感受到他的情绪吗？
If you do not feel his emotions.
你没有感受到他对神的不满吗？
Do you not feel the dissatisfaction he has to God?
啊，如果你还没感受到的话，你人生的历练还不够啊。
If you do not, if you
他不只对神不满啊，我们接下来看十五节，他讲什么？
If you don't understand, you have not had enough experiences. Let's see verse 15.
你这样待我，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你立时将我杀了，不叫我见自己的苦情。你看这像不像夫妻吵架讲的话？
In verse 15, this is not like a fight between a couple.
哎，你们有没有感受到？哎，有时候我去处理夫妇当中的吵架，常常会讲这种话。哎，我真的是头按着，哎呀。你要是真的爱我的话，现在把我干掉，这是什么话啊？
So sometimes this is something I hear when I try to sort out couples issues.
连摩西活到这种岁数，经历这么多，都会生气，我们也会啊。
Even Moses has experienced as he is, has gone.
我们会对神生气啊。
We will be angry at God too.
我们再来看旧约圣经哈巴谷书第一章的十三节。
Let's look at Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 13.
哈巴谷书一章十三节。
Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 13.
十三十四哈
，thirteen fourteen，
你眼目清洁，不看邪僻，不看奸恶，行诡诈的，你为何看着不离呢？恶人吞灭比自己公义的，你为何静默不语呢？你为何使人如海中的鱼，又如没有管辖的爬物呢？ Amen.
You are pure eyes then to behold evil and cannot look on wickedness. Why do you look on those who deal treacherously and hold your tongue when the wicked devours a person more righteous than he? Why do you make men like fishes of the sea, like creeping things that have no rule over them?
各位，你有感受到吗？哈巴谷先知的生气。
Do you feel the anger of Habakkuk?
哇，他这些话简直是在审判庭里面在质问那个罪犯一样。
It is like making accusations in a court law.
我听过很多人说他们没生过神的气。
Many people, I've heard many people say they.
你相信吗？等一下问你有没有对神生气过，很多人会摇头啊。
Do you believe this?
但是其实啊，我看你现在还在生气。
But I feel that you are angry at him right now.
你现在还在生神的气，只是你不敢承认而已。
You don't dare to admit it, but you're angry at God.
为什么？因为我们不能够照自己的心意行，我们就气了。
We are angry because we cannot do our own will.
为什么神不同意我呢？
Why does God not agree with me?
为什么神不为我这样做呢？
Why does not God do?
我们还把自己拿来跟别人比较。我们信的是基督教还是信比较啊？
We are comparing ourselves to others.
我们有时会责怪别人，说假使这样，假使那样，我们就不会遇到这种事。
And we may say, if we had this or that, then we would not do this.
但是我们从来不认真思考我们的困境是不是出于神啊？是不是出于神啊？
But we do not consider whether or not our suffering comes from God.
我现在对你们温和一点说，很有可能，我认定神若不允许你生命当中的每一件事情，不可能发生在你生命里面。你要了解吧，我的信仰是这样子啊。
I can be a bit more merciful and say, if it were not God's will, then all these things would happen to you.
记得过去有几次小鸡在祷告的时候向神这样说
I have a few prayers in the past.
主啊，你不要这样对我。
I say, God, do not do
this. 你只要写在圣经里面，让我多读几遍，我就会啦。
Just write in the Bible, read a few times and understand.
你知道吗？我做这种祷告啊，神完全不信我。
Now I pray like this, but God will not believe me.
因为我说你对我温和一点，让我读圣经我就会啦。神说我才不信你呢。
Be more gentle with me and let me read the Bible and understand God's.
因为我言不由衷
，because I am not truthful.
因为我生活跟思想表现出来的确实不如圣经所教导的
，because there is a discrepancy between my words and. My
因为我完全没有办法真正尊主为大，我是讲好听的，其实我内心一直在考虑自己，自己的明天，自己的感受，自己的需要。
So I say, to put nicely, I don't regard God as the highest. I will consider myself every day what I should do and what I should have.
所以神不断的增压。
And so God continues to grind.
他对我不断的增压。
He will continue to grind me.
有时候神又会用我们的配偶造成压力。
Sometimes God will use our spouses to create.
有时候神会用我们的孩子，或者用我们的工作经济给我们形成大压力。
Or God will use our children or our work or our finances.
可是各位亲爱的，你们知道，当你抗拒神磨淬的时候，你最终抗拒的是神的爱。
But when you are resisting God's grinding, you are resisting His love.
如果我们一直不肯降服，我们最后还是会被神放在旁边的。
And if we continue to resist, then we will one day be put aside.
最可悲的莫过于一个基督徒被闲置在一边，永不再被神使用。
And this is the most pitiful thing that happens to a Christian to be put aside and never used again.
虽然有天分、技巧、才能
，despite their abilities and their talents,
有许多的经验跟条件
，despite their experiences,
却不被神使用
，but they're not used by God.
而且我还警告各位，这个时候撒旦会开始来使用你。
And I also warn you at this time the devil will start to work.
他可能会赐给你一切心所想要的
，he will give you everything that you want.
拦阻你被破碎。
He will stop you from being
good. 给你更多的满足
He will fulfill you.
然后我们心里面开始说反正我一开始也做不到
And until we say, we could not achieve it anyway.
我只能这样子我本来就很软弱
And this is the extent of my weakness.
当神在磨淬我们的时候
When God is grinding us.
请记住有时候我们的身体会很痛苦
Remember that sometimes we will feel like suffering in our body.
如果神选择如此的话
And if this is God's will.
有时候我们情感上会很痛苦，如果是神决定如此的话。
Sometimes our emotions will be hurt.
有时候我们是心灵上的痛苦，很痛苦。
Sometimes it is we hurt in our spirit.
但是最后这一句我们要结束了。
But in the end,
生命当中你从来没有看过的美好。
There are things, beautiful things you've not seen in your life.
你不会知道，也无从体验。
You have not known and you don't experience it.
除非你决定顺服神，将来才有可能发生。
Until you come to obey God, then these things will happen.
就好像在旷野中的百姓，他们永远无法想象应许之地是什么样子。
They cannot imagine what the promised land is like.
除非他们顺服神，可惜是第二代了。
Unless they come to obey God, and too bad it was the second generation.
不然他们永远都经历不了，也想象不到。那应许之地的美好是如何如何
？Otherwise, they will never be able to experience or imagine the goodness of the promised land.
一粒麦子只有被磨到再也看不出原来的样子。
The grain has been ground until you can no longer see its original self.
又经过捏揉与烘烤。
And they kneaded and baked.
这就是圣经里面讲的叫火洗啦。
And this is the trial through fire.
最后才能离开那时风时雨的田野。
And this is how you can leave this world.
对，然后最后被高举在永恒华美的圣殿当中。
And then you can be raised in the holy temple, God.
愿神怜悯我们大家，与我们大家同在。
May God be compassionate and abide with us.
我们一起来吟诗。
Yes, in hymn.